Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. You're dialed in to Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. This is Lana. Greetings and welcome to another session of the Coconut Wireless. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Change. Stripping away the old skin. Making way for revolution. One thing is a constant in our universe, and that is change. And now, as there is a great shifting of energies on planet Earth, prepare as it is now reflected on your life path. Necessity and opportunity are now combined, making this a rarefied time where your power to make positive change is at its most dynamic. It's a time that can carry you to heights you've not before imagined. No need to rush or panic. There'll be time to do what must be done. And have no doubts. The changes you've desired and dreamed are active as never before. When you read or hear this message, avoid the temptation to make changes purely for the sake of change, that would be folly. Be present and without shame or judgment. Seek wise counsel when necessary from either your inner teachers or the ones in the flesh who are accessible. Don't let your ego keep you from asking for assistance from a wise person in your tribe. When you feel you are missing something in the process, this will be of benefit to family, tribe, and relationships as all move toward the benefit of the greater good. Carefully consider each move you may deem necessary. Consider all aspects and ramifications of your actions. Then, make that move the focal point of your actions and support it by finding stillness in your meditation. In stillness, you'll be shown the proper time to take action or to discard a particular action. Moving in this way, you can build a solid foundation from which to launch your revolution, your re-evolution, and the change that will allow you to achieve supreme success. And have no doubt, this time in your life and that of the world tribe is nothing short of revolution. Be well armed with your armory of love, kindness, and compassion. Prepare yourself for change, to be ready and confident that you will receive the bounty of change that is coming. You will benefit by being steady, healthy, and by curating a calm and quiet mind. To be a successful revolutionary, you must be strategic and have a definite plan. This time in your cycle is a time of abundance. At this point, you're called to consider that abundance without a strong vessel to contain it, and it will slip away quickly and send you into a descent that could take many cycles from which to recover. Don't risk it. Know that what has taken you to this point, no matter how beautiful and loving, or disappointing and painful, it has given you the ability to have a very clear vision of what needs to be done and how to behave in correctness to the times. Honor and be of the actions dictated by you and your inner wisdom, your intuition. Trust this vision now and find your passion that will bring the knowledge of the correctness of your movements that will embody your bliss. Be fully in your body when you feel the pain of internal revolution. This is suffering, and suffering paves the way for you to live in freedom, with dignity and compassion. As this destined change, this revolution is happening, be and speak your truth. Remember, you cannot hurt anyone with words or actions that are of truth. It is the choice of the other to take truth and attempt to subvert it by calling it hurt, hoping to be relieved of taking responsibility for their contribution to the situation and their selfish efforts to be in control. The world is not as you once knew it. The obstacles to your truth were the ones who attempted to convince you that the way it was in their eyes, asking you to fulfill their dreams and desires, not yours. These were the ones who relished control over you and your dreams of freedom and wholeness. The image is of metal over fire. The metal is molten and represents the cycle that is in transformation, waiting to take a new form, to become a new, creative, beneficial force. In no uncertain terms, we have entered a new era. Not by choice, but as a result of our destiny. If your timing is off and you jump too soon, or by listening to the ego you miss the time of action, you will not go gently into that good night. You will be metaphorically skinned. And that will be unpleasant, dramatic, time-consuming, and surely emotional and psychologically painful. Now, you're being given a choice. You can break free of your addiction to pain, suffering, and drama that you learned in your youth with the understanding that you have set it up this way in order to feed the bottomless pit of frozen needs, of old patterns and knee-jerk responses. The choice you are given now is one you will not often be offered. Your choice is to be conscious and attentive to details, and with this awareness, use your intuition combined with the advice of a sage, wise person in your tribe of fellows, as to when you will take this action or jump in carelessly feigning bravery and sink back to old ways, behaviors, and beliefs. This is the opportunity to move out of the foul-smelling pit of shame and self-judgment. Timing is of the essence. You will know the right time to creatively make the necessary changes by trusting your inner voice of wisdom and awareness that will be made clear in stillness. Trust that you will be guided well by your intuition, which will illuminate the right time and place to shed your skin as a glorious serpent of light and transformation. Place becomes as important as time in this case. Choose a sacred space for this dance of transformation. The joyous dancer of spirit can be called as your ally now. As far as where to be, it may be an actual place where you can feel safe to go into your depth. Invite the one or ones who are sacred to you to be present, as you don't have to do this alone, not anymore. Because what you're going through is happening all around you. Speak up. Speak your truth. Speak of where you are in the inner dance and take partners. You'll be surprised at how many in your milieu are in the same dance. So join together and do the dance. It will be a new seriousness, and it will be joyful. When a skin is shed or cut away, what is revealed are new ways of being. You're left raw, delicate, and vulnerable. You will enter one of the most vulnerable times in this personal cycle, and of Earth herself. It is of great benefit to be the fierce warrior, goddess, or hero, as you use truth to complete and support your process. As you are shedding, you will clearly see what has been disharmonious or dysfunctional in your life. As previously ignored or denied issues and attitudes reveal themselves, and they assuredly will, shed them along with the metaphorical skin that is being cast aside. Be strategic now. Look at your old habits. See the ones generated by shame, fear, and doubt. And with intent, do process and let them go. Literally, change your thought process. Words and language are codes that reach the sanctum sanctorum of your heart and soul and manifest as realities. Hear the inner words that are negative or are of no use, and literally correct your self-talk. Prepare yourself for change, to be ready and confident that you will receive the bounty of change that is coming. You must be steady, healthy, and have a calm and quiet mind. Just knowing that the time of radical revolution is here is not enough. For a revolution to be successful, it must start within. To be believed, you must first believe in yourself. The human condition is a mystery, It often brings us to ask the unanswerable question, why me? So the first action is to get that weak plea out of the way. Then the road to revolution, radical change, will become clear. You will manifest it. In fact, you have already manifested it. As you walk through this gauntlet of fear, shame, and doubt, you will find you have been wearing blinders, seeing only the old ways. You will not make it through if you're worried about what others in your tribe, family, company, or relationship think. It doesn't matter. This journey is yours, not theirs. Abundance, referred to in this text, has many parts. It may be money, love, place, happiness, recognition, health, or any combination of these things. Prepare yourself to receive by making the conscious decision to be conscious of change and to ignite revolution. In this way, you make ready the vessel to receive. This is, in part, the alchemical formula that begets revolution, learning to receive with humility and dignity. The other components are trust and confidence in your inner knowing. Clear your mind and trust the messages from within. There is a grand opportunity now to change your old ways of thinking and being. By doing so, you can and will change your world and our world. This is our responsibility as we awaken as aware and conscious beings. Don't give up your ideals and don't compromise. Be firm, compassionate, and kind as you grow a new and beautiful luminescent skin to take the place of that which you shed on your journey. As you are losing that old skin of stale and useless modes of thinking and behavior, it will benefit you to move with the rhythm of the earth. Dance, sing, and be joyous. This is the signal to spirit that you are present and willing to receive what you have worked so hard to achieve and acquire. With feet planted firmly on the ground, say again and again and loudly, I am here. Be love and teach peace. This is the responsibility of conscious beings in service to the greater good, inspired by Gaia, our mother of nature. Meditation is vital for helping you reconnect with your inner self, giving you the quiet time you need to experience your journey of self-discovery and self-development. There are many different meditation techniques, but I'm going to outline the straightforward classic sitting meditation form for you here. Meditation should last at least 20 minutes. As you become more experienced, you may choose to extend your meditations. A great way to start and have some fun is to join a local meditation group. But today, it's you and me. So if you're trying it on your own, start by finding a quiet place, a safe place where you won't be disturbed. Meditation is best done in silence. However, if you prefer, you can put on some gentle music in the background. You can sit on the floor cross-legged in traditional meditation style. Or, if you find this uncomfortable, sit in a comfortable chair instead. The most important thing is to be comfortable and well supported. If you're sitting on a chair, it's best to keep both feet firmly on the ground. Your eyes should be at least partially open. If you want to close your eyes, the room must be brightly lit to allow enough light to pass through your eyelids to keep your brain alert. Meditation means that you are in a relaxed state, but your consciousness is fully alert and awake. If there is insufficient light, the brain is likely to relax and you will fall asleep, which might be pleasant, but it'll be ineffective as a meditation. Drinking herb tea or hot water before a meditation session can help you relax and facilitate your self-awareness. But avoid overeating or consuming cold drinks before meditating. Okay, when you are sitting comfortably, just relax, let go, do nothing. Let your thoughts gradually quiet down. Try to be aware of your breathing. Gently let your breathing become deep and regular. Gradually focus your attention on a point just behind and below your navel. This is known as the Hara point. Just be conscious of this point. Pay passive attention to it. Try to be detached. If a thought comes to you, then just observe it. Don't add to it with any active participation. Remain detached and passive. Acknowledge the thought, but do not dwell on it. Do not engage with it. Just observe the thought and then let it go. You will experience relaxation, increased awareness, mental focus, clarity, and a sense of peace. If meditation is practiced regularly, meditations are a great stress buster. Did you know that the following physiological effects of meditation have been documented? in reduced blood pressure, a lower pulse rate, which adds minutes to your life, decreased metabolic rate, changes in the concentration of serum levels of various substances in your body. When you first try meditation, it is common to feel a little foolish or self-conscious. Forget about it. Let those feelings go. This is serious vital work for you. This is your time to discover the real you, your authentic self. So above all, be relaxed and enjoy your experience. Thank you for joining me, Lama, for another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. I wish you all well. Peace be with you. Malama ke kahi ke kahi. Ahui hou. Until the next time.